This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Ever wonder where the term honeymoon came from? Well, it goes back to somewhere around the 5th century when newlyweds would drink mead, a potent drink made from honey. They drink mead for the first cycle of the moon after their marriage because it was believed to be an aphrodisiac. We'll roll ahead for 2014, and Michigan's mead scene is thriving. One of the pioneer meaderies in the state is Bee Nectar Meadery in Ferndale, where owner Brad Dahlhofer is winning praise for his mead. Good to have you with us, Brad.
Thanks for having me.
How did you get started with mead?
Like a lot of people, I started as a home brewer, just brewing up beer on the stovetop, and just kind of evolves from beer. You brew a different style every time. Sometimes you go back to your favorite one, but I like to jump around. And kind of in the back of the home brewing book I had was this section on mead, and it took me a while to get to it just because honey was so expensive. But finally, I got the courage up and gave it a try.
Did I hear somewhere you did it for your own wedding?
Yeah, we did. It was, we had heard the story of the honeymoon and such, and we thought it would be – we had kind of planned our own wedding. We did our own designs. We kind of had the iPod DJ thing set up. So why not also make our own, sparkling mead for the toast? And the problem was is that I just – couldn't make good mead at the time. So there became this like deadline looming over my head that I better figure this out quickly. And fortunately, it turned out okay.
And how did that turn into a business? Certainly Michigan has its breweries. We've got the wine industry in Michigan, and you're one of the early pioneers of mead in Michigan.
I think like most people that are brewing at home or making cupcakes or whatever it is that their passion is, you always think in the back of your mind, wouldn't it be cool to do this for a living, And I even had joked about it at the wedding. But it wasn't until a year later that my wife got laid off from her job. And she's, I had continued making the mead after the wedding, of course. But it actually started getting good. The wedding mead wasn't so fantastic. But she's drinking some of the stuff that I had made afterwards, and she's like, this is really good. There's nothing out there like this. I don't want to go get another job. Let's start a meadery. And I'm thinking, nights and weekends, selling it out of the house or whatever, not having any idea how alcohol laws worked or anything. We just set out to do this as kind of a hobby business.
And it's a story we see in Michigan a lot. I remember having mead way back in the 70s at a medieval banquet in Ireland. They would serve it as you went in, and it was very, very, very sweet. But you've got all kinds of different offerings, don't you?
Yeah. Well, we started off with the same type of thing. I never really was I didn't do like the Renaissance fairs and things like that before this, and had never really had a chance to try that kind of mead. But that's what we started with. That's the kind of mead that, I had heard about and read about and was making. It was a higher alcohol, big sweet mead. And at the time, that was the only equipment we could really afford. But what I found was I had so much that was like gathering dust in my basement because I couldn't possibly drink it all fast enough. And I said, if I can't drink enough of this, how will everybody else? And so what we really wanted to do was set out to make lower alcohol, less sweet meads, things that what we call more sessionable, things that you could have a couple of glasses of and not feel like, you're going to have a sugar coma the next day. And so we got saved up enough money. We got a bank loan. We bought the right kind of equipment to manage like the light carbonation that we have in the bottles. And it just kind of took off from there.
So if I walked in, what would be the first mead you would steer me towards, do you think?
I don't know. The first thing I would probably do is ask you questions about your taste rather than try and direct you towards any particular thing that I like. And that's what, a lot of people don't understand. They're like, well, what's your best one? It's like it's very subjective, Do you like cherry? Do you like spices? Do you like really sweet or really dry? And it can vary. So that's the first thing I would do. Our most popular one, and that's where usually people always go to next, is called Zombie Killer. And it's it's an all Michigan product, which we love. It's made with fresh pressed cider, tart cherries, and honey, all from Michigan.
Well, you have me sold, Brad. Brad Dahlhofer owns the Bee Nectar Meadery in Ferndale. The website is BNEKTAR.com. That's BNEKTAR.com. Brad, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.